I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's not clear whether Congress will pass immigration reform this year or in what form. But in Chicago, one group that's rooting for quick passage of the bill is the Polish American community. Chicago has one of the largest Polish populations outside Warsaw, and for decades, the Polish neighborhood on Chicago's northwest side thrived. Now it's fading. Local leaders hope a provision in the immigration bill that affects tourist visas will help turn that around. From Station WBEZ, Odette Youssef explains.
You might wonder what tourism has to do with immigration reform. Well, the Senate's proposed bill ties them together. It would expand something called the U.S. Visa Waiver Program. That program fast-tracks tourists from certain countries, allowing them to enter the U.S. without visas. Right now, Poland's not one of those countries. Dan Perjelski breaks down what that means.
You have to sink over $100 just to have the chance to maybe come.
$160, to be exact. That's the non-refundable fee just to fill out a visa application. Then there's an interview.
You have an interview process, and people have said numerous times that they can ask very invasive, very degrading questions when they're waiting.
Perjelski is a proud Polish American who heads a neighborhood chamber of commerce on Chicago's northwest side. It's where you'll find Chicago's Jackowo, that is, Polish village. Perjelski says immigration reform would let Polish tourists visit the U.S. and historic Polish enclaves like this without the visa hassle. People here say the changes could bring in sorely needed dollars.
So there's been some adaptation there, but there's only so much that you can do. And so many of these stores have been closing. And this is certainly one way that these establishments certainly hope that they can revitalize their business.
Perjelski and I walk through Polish Village's main strip. We stop at a nightclub called the Podlasia Club. Inside, Dana Pluta is cleaning up. I ask her how's business.
Now
it's worse, much less people than before.
Teraz jest więcej głowa, znaczy jedna czwarta, trzy czwarte mniej ludzi jest.
3/4 less people than there were before.
Dlaczego? No bo Polaków nie ma.
Because the Poles don't come here anymore.
Pluta's comparing this to the 1980s when she opened her bar. At that time, nightclubs like this were hopping. But today, the busiest time is Sundays, when people come back to Polish Village for services at the huge Polish Catholic Church. So what happened? Well, immigration from Poland peaked in the 1980s. But many of those Poles have since moved to the suburbs, away from Polish Village. Then in 2004, Poland joined the European Union, opening all of Europe to Polish workers. They didn't need to come to the U.S. for jobs anymore. And when the U.S. economy tanked in 2008, many Poles headed back home for work. So there are fewer Poles in Chicago now. But Pluta hopes a new visa waiver program can bring them back as tourists.
Please save this district.
This is
so beautiful. This location here, she asked me to tell you how good it is, and we need to make sure that we save this area.
If Pluta gets her wish, it'll benefit far more than Poles. A broader visa waiver program could make U.S. travel easier for tourists from nearly a dozen countries. Those include Brazil, Argentina, and Israel. But the House of Representatives might not even take up immigration reform this year. That's why Peter Basich isn't betting on changes to visa laws that could help Polish Village.
Really, to be honest, you have to be very realistic and honest with yourself. You're hoping more than anything else.
Basic's dad once owned a deli in Polish Village, but it closed when Poles started leaving. That taught Basic an important lesson.
Nothing lasts forever.
Basic says that instead of hoping for immigration reform, businesses in Chicago's Polish Village should focus more on finding new customers. That's what he and his wife did when they opened their own deli about 20 years ago, 10 miles north of Polish Village in the suburbs. For The World, I'm Odette Youssef, Chicago.